Today, Amtrak announced it's canceling all long-distance trains as of tomorrow. As of tomorrow. That's fantastic. Great. The good news is nobody will really be affected by it because our rail system is an absolute shambles. Amtrak canceled service on all of its long-distance routes beginning Thursday, most of which have daily trips in each direction and provide cross-country connections for thousands of Americans. Between 24 and 28 daily trains will not operate while service is suspended. One can just hope that there's some resolution before Friday, said Karen Fukin Clarkson, a spokesperson for the Virginia Railway Express. Railroads, man, anytime I try to say railroads, never works. Never works. But anyway, I don't know, Karen, because Joe Biden has done everything he can to try and get this settled out. And right, wasn't Joey a big Amtrak guy? Didn't he say, I should take the train Amtrak from Washington, D.C. back to Delaware?
Didn't he just go on his campaign trail during the 2020 election? And he was like, we've got Amtrak stops.
I completely forgot about that. So why can't Joe figure this out? We're truly hoping we can run service on Friday. That would be best for the region. A strike would involve workers from two pivotal railroads that host VRE trains, CSX and Norfolk Southern. I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough in that regard. And the result of this is in the suspension of all the service, several commuter rail agencies and the vast majority of Amtrak routes operate on tracks owned by freight railroads whose workers are threatening to strike. Guess what? The only reason politicians care is because of the Acela. It's because of the Washington, D.C. to New York rail line. Corridor, as they call it. If they didn't have that corridor, they could care less if they'd canceled Amtrak service. And everybody but, the Acela's so great. Please, the Acela's like a half a step up. Anyway. It's not just long-distance trains that use tracks owned by freight companies. Some regional systems are also facing partial shutdown starting Thursday night because they operate on tracks owned by freight companies. Metra, Chicago's commuter rail network, which operates on tracks owned by BNSF and Union Pacific, said it will shut down Wednesday. It said Wednesday it will shut down trains after Thursday's rush hour in preparation for a work stoppage. Trains will operate on Friday if work stoppage does not occur. Well, you better hope then. You better hope because it's not just Amtrak that we're worried about, right? We're worried about the fact that if those freight lines stop, all the products, fuel and plastics and cars, everything stops with it. Mark and VRE, which serve Washington area, both said trains which run on lines owned by CSX and Norfolk Southern will not run in the event of a work stoppage. Both the VRE's rail lines into Virginia are operated by freight companies, while two of Mark's three rail lines into Maryland would shut down. In other words, a potential freight company strike this Friday won't just lead to empty store shelves. It's going to create a mess for a lot of rail commuters in our major cities. Yeah, but Amtrak doesn't. I mean, yes, they do take by volume a lot of people. Because if you want to get a coach seats are less than $200 if you get them early enough, and that can get you across the country. So I understand that. But outside of that, So how are negotiations going to avoid the strike? According to a story published by CNN, not good. With two more rail unions reaching tentative agreements with railroad management Tuesday, the two most important ones remain at loggerheads in negotiations. They don't resolve their differences. The first national rail strike in 30 years could start on Friday. New York Times reports that the tone coming from the unions. Over the previous decade, the five largest railroads had spent $114 billion to buy back their shares a course of action intended to boost their stock prices rather than using that money to bolster their routes, said Mr. Olbermann, who was appointed by President Regime Leader Biden. In the union's telling, the railroads are now exploiting the crisis they've created, a lack of capacity to fan fears of disruption and seeking leverage towards denying their workers fair compensation. The railroads are using shippers, consumers, and the supply chain of our nation as pawns in an effort to get our union to cave into their contract demands, the two leading unions said. Congress must not cave into what can only be described as corporate terrorism. Terrorism, not terrorism, terrorism. Statement is referred to the fact that Congress has the power to intervene, but with Democrats in control, it will not happen. That's a testament to how much power unions have over the Democrats. Let's see. So, what we're seeing here is, So, this is from the AssociatedPress.com 20 minutes ago. As I'm saying this, Biden, tentative railway labor deal reached, averting strike. So, this is happening as we speak. Joe Biden has announced that there is a tentative deal. Regime leader Joe Biden announced Thursday that a tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a nationwide strike that could have been disastrous to the economy before pivotal midterm elections.